A brilliant brands hatch bonanza will bring about another touring car champion. But who will it be? This is the Brands Hatch GP Preview.
Yes, welcome back everybody. Thank you for tuning in once more. 27 races down, 9 rounds in, 22 drives across the season, and it comes down to a question of 6. Realistically 3, realistically 2. However, this is the Brands Hatch Preview. As we go into the weekend, there are, as I say, 6 drivers that can technically still win the championship. We're going to the long GP circuit. We'll get to how that's all laid out in just a moment. I'm just going to remind you all, not that you need reminding, of where the current championships are. So, as you probably are aware, I'll go from bottom to top, because that's more exciting. They'll ask how you are in a minute, but people care about this more. So, in 6th place is Colin Turkington, 301 points. Cook in 5th, 302. Camish in 4th, with 309. They're the outsiders, or the rank outsiders. Then we get to the other outsider, Ash Sutton on 332. And then the top two, Hill and Ingram, who have dominated this season. And they go into the final round on equal points. Before I go into the other championships, Sam, how are you?
I'm not too bad. Looking forward to this final round, because Gal has scripted it beautifully to go in level on points.
Goodness for that post-race penalty.
Yeah, exactly. It is literally a winner-takes-all weekend. Whoever comes out on top this weekend will go and win the championship, most likely.
Subject to buses, Jewish inquiries.
And there are a few outsiders, but I think it probably comes down to those main two in Hill and Ingram.
Of course, it's not only the Drivers' Championship on the line this weekend. We've got the manufacturers, which is tasty. So BMW currently trail Ford. BMW on 721, Ford are on 725, so you couldn't get much closer there. Do you have any particular feeling which way that one will go?
The Ford has not been as good this season, we all know that, but the BMW, there are only 3 of them. There have been rumours about, but I don't think they're going to happen and bring a 4th car to this event, so I think Ford just.
Okay, I think BMW will. Oh, okay. Yeah, rear wheel drive, I think, around this circuit. Fair enough. Will help, as we'll get into. In the teams, Napa lead the way there from Bristol Street Motors, from BMW. All 3 of those still have a chance, I believe. Maybe not. Maybe not.
It's quite a gap.
Quite a gap, but BMW on 510, Bristol Street Motors on 545, and Napa on 656. Actually, I was talking nonsense. I think that it's going to require something massive. Although, of course, if people take engine penalties this weekend, You never know. That could, of course, have something to say about that. But, yeah, I think Napa have probably won that. The independent drivers has been won by Aaron Taylor-Smith. The independent teams has been won by PMR. And the Jack Sears has been won by Mikey Dober. Which means there's, of course, one more fated championship to just mention before we go into the full preview.
It's your favourite, isn't it?
What I'm missing here, behind me here, is a foam foot. And that's what I need in my life. And I think for the second year, possibly even the third year running, Colin Turkington might be taking home that. I mean, it won't be for the second year. Napa won everything last year.
It seems to be the only thing that he can do well is qualifying. He leads the way on 129 points from Ingram on 118. We all know Ingram can bang out a qualifying lap here, though.
I mean,
but I don't think it's going to be enough to possibly take that away from Turkington.
I don't really know how the points work on this.
Work the same way as the championship. Oh, okay. So points are scored first down to 15th in the same order as they would be in the normal championship.
Thank you.
That's right.
I didn't know that. There you go. Great knowledge on the independent British Touring Car podcast. But as I say, if nothing else, Turkington could be heading home with that Wingfoot trophy, which I'm sure is what they all get into the sport for in the first place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Brands Hatch, then, what do you feel of Brands as a circuit generally?
I like the GP circuit. I like the variety that it brings. Obviously, that Indy one is nice, short, sharp, fast action that you can pretty much see all the way round. But out on that sort of like back of the circuit, there are some quick corners. There's been some historic incidents out the back of there as well. And I always think it brings good, close racing.
Absolutely. Now, in stunning news on the Touring Car podcast this week, Sam has done some, he's actually done some research, which I know
I've done a little bit, yeah.
I know long-suffering listeners will be shocked about. So I'm going to do the usual quiz, and then I'm actually going to defer to Sam this week, who has done, as I say, work that Only for the last five seasons have I been trying to get him to do a little bit of research going into these events, but he's finally done it. And
I thought I'd make an effort for the final round of the season.
Perfect.
I stopped short of bringing the suit.
Yes, well, we'll save it for the award show later on. So, Brands Hatch GP Circuit, 11 corners, 2.43 miles, debut of 1958, and the qualifying lap record. If you watch my TikTok on the Brands Hatch quiz, you'll know this. The qualifying record is held by...
Was it Ingram?
It was, with a...
I don't know the time, okay. To be fair.
No, that's fine, 129.5, second, okay. 2022.
That was that stunning lap.
Yeah, that lap, absolutely. And then the race record? This wasn't in the quiz.
Sutton?
Yes.
Oh.
Well.
I haven't even researched this bit.
Would you like to hazard a guess of a time in a year?
A 129.9.
You're close, 132. So 130.2.
Okay. Yeah. Not last year, year before.
It was last year, 2023.
Was it?
Okay. Last year they won everything by
yeah.
miles. So, Sam, I normally lead us through these bits, the stats, the what, all that kind of stuff. Over to you.
So mine is a quick overview of the season. We'll take in all six drivers, which if you haven't seen already, we're bringing out a TikTok each day leading up to the final round this weekend. But I'm going to go through them in the podcast. So Ingram this season has 5 wins. Hill has 7. Sutton with only 2. Same number as Cook. Camish only has that 1 win, and Turkington also has 5, which is quite a spread considering where they are in the championship and the points deficit some of those drivers are at.
The problem for Turkington has been that his wins either generally come on the back of a bad weekend, mm-hmm. or he's done well in the first race or two, and then race 3 has been a disaster. What Ingram and Hill have done so well is that they've, by and large, finished in not only the top 10, the top 6, top 4, week in, week out.
So, outside of wins, which driver out of those 6 would you say has the most podiums this season?
Well, Camish has got 6. He's got 5 seconds and a third, because that was on today's TikTok. I'm going to go for Ingram.
Sutton has 11 podiums. Ingram has 8. Hill has 6. I've got Camish down as having 8.
Have you counted the winners that though?
No. Cook has 6, and Turkington only has 4 podiums outside of his 5 wins this season, which is probably why he is looking further down the championship than we're probably used to seeing.
You're all right. He has got 5. He has got 8 podiums. 3/3. Just checking my notes. As I say, I only recorded the TikTok literally before we came on air. So yeah.
So this season we've had 4 non-scores from Ingram, 2 of which have been DNFs, 2 non-scores from Hill, 1 DNF, 4 non-scores from Sutton, and 1 non-classified. So he has finished every single race.
Which would be the Alton Park one, I'm guessing. Yeah. Non-classified, yes.
Yeah, Cook has had 2 non-scores, 1 of which was a DNF. Camish has had 1 non-score, but he has finished every single round. And then Turkington has 2 non-scores, 1 of which is a DNF.
Yeah, kind of, without trying to belittle anything that the championship where we are, but you kind of think if Ingram would have probably won this or certainly be the class on favourite had there not been for the 4 problems he's had, particularly when you consider one of those was the stone going through the radiator. A decent position at Donington, shall we say, i.e. winning the race.
I fought back quite well.
But that's all part and parcel of the touring cars. I mean, every driver on the grid has got a sob story of some description. Obviously, this year, Sutton had that wing problem at Alton Park, the drive-through penalty at Silverstone. Camish had the Camish corner incident at Brands Hatch a couple of years ago. So yeah, it's all part and parcel of the motorsport, isn't it?
And getting into the top tens that these 6 drivers have had, 3 of them have had 24 top tens this season, which is astonishing out of 27 races that we've had so far. So that's Ingram, Hill and Camish. Cook and Turkington have had 23, and Sutton has only had 22.
Cook's not going to win it this weekend. No. I'm just going to put it out there now. But I think he's had a very quietly good season. He's gone under the radar a little bit. But actually, you think it's a new team, new car for him. And actually, the Toyota's not been great this season. It's been solid, but not spectacular. And actually, the fact he's even mathematically in and he's ahead of Colin Turkington at this point going into the weekend as well, and could finish the championship as high as, probably 3rd, realistically, albeit 4th is probably more likely.
Yeah.
It's actually been quite a good year for him, and it's promising if they keep the car next year and build on what has been a solid, if not spectacular.
We've already mentioned this before. Toyota have had quite a mixed season, and there have been those two drivers in Cook and Huff that have had those good results, taken wins across the season, whereas Moffitt and Watson have really struggled at times, struggled with reliability and also struggled with pace. But is that kind of the best of both worlds, having one from each pair doing well and one from each pair not doing so well?
I mean, the thing is, if you've got one not doing so well, you can then look at data for next year to see, okay, did it not go well because of driver error, or were we setting the car up wrong, or was it somewhere in between the two? So actually, it's all about having a team that's doing brilliantly, but actually sometimes it pays for someone that's not doing so well, so you can actually fine-tune and tweak, dare I say, the Osborne role for Napa. But, you know, having different levels of drivers isn't necessarily a bad thing, because it means you can fine-tune where bits are working for one driver, not working for the other, and where the car might be struggling a little bit as well.
Looking forward to this weekend then, it's crucial to see what sort of points have been scored in previous seasons.
Absolutely.
By drivers that are in the title race, basically. So, of the six drivers, five of them have competed the last three seasons at every Brands Hatch GP round, apart from Camish when he wasn't here in 2021. So, last year, Ingram scored 47 points in the final round. Hill scored 42. Sutton scored 48.
Yes.
Cook and Camish in the 30s, 31 and 33. And then Turkington only 19. So, if we're looking towards that way, it looks like Ingram's probably going to have the slight upper hand going into this final round.
Quite possible. Obviously, last year we had Sutton, Ingram, Thompson winning. One, two, three in the first race. But that was Bobby Thompson. We had Sutton, Ingram, Camish in race two. And in race three was Hill, Cook, Jelly. Mm. So, again, those names are all coming up, apart from, interestingly, Turkington last year. But those names are all coming up in the top three from last year. And as you say, if you look back at Hill's and Ingram's and Sutton's performances here over the last couple of seasons, it's not a lot to split them by.
No, there aren't. So in 2022, Ingram took home 56 points on the final weekend, where Hill only took 41, Sutton 37, and then Cook, Camish and Turkington all 20s to 30s.
Yeah, so Ingram took a double win in 2022 and a fifth, which is, if he can replicate anything near that form this weekend, he'll surely be a champion, you'd have thought. Hill that year only managed third, second, seventh, which isn't bad either, to be fair. Yep. And Sutton got a 4-5-4.
Yeah, and then in 2021, Camish wasn't there for obvious reasons, not on the grid that year.
But he was, just not in touring car, he's on the Porsche grid. Yes. If we're being pedantic, people write letters and comments on these things.
Ingram only took 22 points, Hill took 24, Sutton took 41, Cook took a massive 53 that weekend, and then Turkington took 21 points as well.
Yeah, so it was a bad weekend for both Ingram and Hill that year. So Hill had a 12th, a 10th and a 4th. Ingram had a 13th, a 12th and a 3rd. From memory, he got spun round in the second race as well. He's come back from the back of the group. I can't quite remember. And Sutton had a 6th, a 6th and a 1st. So Sutton, you'd say, has the best form out of the three. However, that Hyundai's power unit, I think, will be crucial here this weekend.
Yeah, so the average point over those last 3 years, Ingram and Sutton both on 42 average, Hill on 36, Cook on 39, and Turkington only on 23.
So crucially, Camish hasn't, didn't do him. Cook didn't score 64 over on average,
nope,
which is what he needs this weekend. and Turkington didn't score 65, which is what he needs.
Yeah.
So that we can.
It's looking quite unlikely for those.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to say, anyone that's coming into this mathematically still able has had a really good season, and it's not impossible. A reminder, there are 67 points available this coming weekend. That's something I'm repeating a lot on the TikToks at the moment. But yeah, you get a point for pole, obviously 20 points for a race win, and then of course you also get a point for fastest lap and point for leading race, which all adds up to 67. Yep. It does.
And the only driver in the last three seasons to have won here outside of those top six is Dan Lloyd in the Hyundai.
Yes.
It's ominous. We're probably going to see the winners from those six this weekend, I think. And our predictions kind of edge that way as well, don't they?
They do. I've had to go a little bit left field of my predictions to try and stay in this. But yeah, I mean, this is why it is so difficult to call and so difficult to do a podcast really previewing the weekend. Because, as I said, sort of, at the top of the show, Ingram and Hill have absolutely dominated this season. You look at what they've achieved and the number of wins they've got and podiums. They're always there or thereabouts. You said the amount of times they're finishing the top 10 is absolutely incredible. And actually, when you look at the gap they've got to Sutton as a top two, it's pretty far. I mean, Sutton is an outsider. which is going to be interesting because he's going to have nothing to lose and he's going to have a little bit more hybrid than them and he's going to presumably drive completely relaxed because what's the worst that can happen for Sutton now?
I think we've mentioned this before. We've seen Plato obviously win those final three races in 2009, was it?
I think it was, yeah.
In the Chevrolet. And it still wasn't enough for him to win the championship. We could well see the same situation happen this weekend and it not be enough for Sutton.
Though equally, I could also see Ingram winning all three races and Hill. obviously not at the same time, but I could see any one of those three winning all three because they've been that far ahead of everybody this season. I think we sometimes get accused maybe of being a bit too praising Sutton, but I think he's certainly driven above that car this year to be anywhere near the chance of having the championship win, but I really can't see past Hill and Ingram this weekend's fall. But who it is, no, let's get into what the people want to hear is where we say who we think is going to win it and then look silly when they don't or celebrate when they do. I'll start with you. Assuming it's a two horse race for you.
Yeah, it is in my head.
I would agree. Where do you see the championship going? Are we going to have a new champion or are we going to see a double champion in Tom Ingram?
I really find it, having done the research this week, which
helps,
makes a change.
I know. This is why I sound so prepared and it all flows and people think I know what I'm talking about.
I really can't see it going anywhere else but to Tom Ingram once again. Hill has put up an incredible battle this season, but his form at Brands is nowhere, well, not quite as good. Yes, he's had some good performances there, but Ingram just has that consistency. You know what you're going to get every single time, and he knows already what it takes to win the championship. He knows how to stay out of trouble. He knows when to go for those moves that need to be gone for, whereas Hill still shows a little bit of that inexperience and knowing where to make the moves and when to make the moves.
I don't disagree with you at all, and I do think that
makes a change.
Well, I slightly do, but I'm going to come back. But I'm mostly on your side. In defence to Hill, the only way you get that experience is by winning the championship.
Yes,
Ingram
yes.
didn't have that experience for a long time. So I completely understand the argument. You're going up against somebody that has been there before and has been very close before. But Hill has been top three consistently over the last few seasons. So it wouldn't surprise if he had the ability to go on now and make it into that overall win. However, I do also think that, the experience is massive for Ingram this weekend. He's very good around the circuit. Teammates will come into play, no doubt. Dan Zeos is back this weekend. I imagine he'll be, the way he was at Silverstone, the way he's taken to the car, he'll be running towards the top 10.
I should think he'll be running inside the top 10. It's a circuit that he's known previously, obviously, from being with that mini package. And the performances that he gave in such difficult circumstances at Silverstone probably push him towards inside that top 10 and probably being more helpful than Chilton this weekend.
Well, there's Chilton will be there as well, and obviously there will also be Halstead. BMW will have Turkington, who you would imagine team orders will be that he needs to yield.
Again.
What's going to be fascinating is what Napa do, because technically, because we didn't see the team orders at Silverstone, and I am astonished we didn't see him at Silverstone. I really am, particularly when there was a podium on the line, and Cavendish seems hell-bent on beating Sutton in some capacity this season as well. So we'll see how that one plays out. I think that for Ingram, he's going to have, dare I say, slightly, not necessarily better teammates around him, but teammates that might be a little bit more rough. I.e., if I was to pick a car to get past, would I be wanting to go past Turkington or Chilton if I'm Ingram?
Yeah.
I want to go past, obviously, Chilton's your teammate, so I'm assuming he's not your teammate, obviously. If I'm going for a title and I need to get past one of those two, I'm picking Turkington because I know I'm not saying Chilton won't fight fair. What I'm saying is Chilton's a little bit more robust in the way he drives than Turkington. Equally though, Morgan is a bit more of a robust driver as well. Yeah. So all of that plays into how it's going to go this weekend. Honestly, both, because I can't be shouting either way.
The thing is, something that we haven't yet considered is if they do finish level on points, Hill would take the championship by the number of wins.
Assuming that doesn't change this weekend. Which I don't think it can do in Silverstone level. Because
A random set of events would have to happen, I think, for that to even be possible.
Well, Hill could take pole, the point, and then Ingram could win two races. Does that bring him level if they win two races? If Ingram wins two races?
I haven't worked that out.
Okay, and then fastest laps, and that could. Yeah. There is a very slim possibility that they could potentially maybe finish level on points. Of course, if neither score a point all weekend, then they'll finish level on points.
Yeah. And then that brings Sutton right back into it.
It does, yeah. I mean, that's going to be the key this weekend, is it? A non-score is absolutely going to kill any chance of a championship for either of them.
You've got to stick in it, and you've got to even drag that car around if you're on the last lap with a puncher.
Which is why qualifiers are going to be so key on the Saturday, isn't it? Because you'd expect both of them to potentially start further down the grid. It's due to be dry on Saturday.
It is on Saturday.
On Saturday.
Not on Sunday.
Well, it's not going to be Silverstone levels on Sunday, according to the weather, though. It's potentially going to be damp.
From what I've seen, the first race could have quite a lot of rain.
That's not what BBC said for OK1 Air.
But and then it's starting to dry up in the afternoon. So we'll see
on that score. I think that in dry conditions, both will be do well to get into the top six, and I think they will, because I think the hybrid will make a massive difference around this circuit.
Yep.
We could see a bit of tactics from the team to try and make sure that they get into the top six, i.e. Collins in slow off, pull off your lap, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
That will all come into play, I'm sure. I've not actually given an answer yet.
Hill or Ingram?
Okay. But that's not to be disrespectful to Hill, and if he does it, I won't be shocked either. But I just think the Hyundai round here will have the edge.
Let us know down in the comments who you think is going to take home the title this
weekend. Politely. We're all friends. We're all out of opinion.
And honestly as well, when you look at it from a completely neutral standpoint, who do you think is actually going to take home the title this weekend? We know there are plenty of Hill fans out there. There are plenty of Ingram fans out there, and many other fans of drivers across the grid. So,
Yeah, that's it. By saying one person's not going to win it isn't disrespectful. It's just an opinion. That's it. Only one person can win it. I just think that the extra experience of Ingram and the car, I just think the car will be slightly better around here than the BMW will be. But I could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
I have been completely wrong in the past. But I also think back to the Kamish Championship. The BMW wasn't particularly good around here. And let's be honest, that year was decided by a freak accident, which could well be the way to go this weekend. You never know.
Oh, that would be heartbreaking.
There's ways to lose a championship, and I genuinely can't think of any way worse than how Cavendish lost his, because he had won it with a lap to go.
Yeah.
I genuinely can't think of anything worse, personally.
Yeah.
My heart still... there's still parts of my organs at Paddock Hill Bend that just dropped out of me during that moment, because, yeah, it is heartbreaking. And actually, I don't want to see a championship decided by that this weekend. I wanted to see it decided on the track, not in the stewards' bus, by who is the quickest and better driver on the day. I don't want to be seeing any sort of random things like that, which you know.
Should we get into some predictions for the weekend?
Yes.
Because there is still our championship to just about fight for.
Yes.
And I've given you some form of lifeline this weekend.
You have. You've allowed me to go big or go home, which is very nice of you, which is very kind of you. So, the usual format applies. Who's sitting on pole for you?
I can't remember.
That's why it's here.
I'm going for Sutton for pole.
Okay, I'm going for Ingram. I know I've said he'll do well to make the top six, but look, when he's got that needs must approach, which we saw to a degree in the fight back from the back of the grid earlier this season, when he's got that I need to do something, he does it.
And
I can see it.
Fair enough.
Race wins, I've gone for Ingram, Kamish and Cook.
I've gone for Sutton, Hill and Cook.
Yep. So difference there of two, which is good. Yep. Jack says I've gone for Osborne.
I've gone for Zelos.
Which means Doble win it by a bunch of
nine. Yep.
Right, general predictions then. I've gone for each race will have a retirement or a non-classified finish.
Okay.
So they might still finish on the road, but they're in seed overall.
Yep. I've gone for either Hill or Ingram to miss out on the Super 6.
Yep, that's fair enough. I've gone for Antonio Smith will outscore Huff.
Okay, yeah.
Slightly
There's
bold.
still a little bit to play for that P7 in the championship.
There is, yeah.
About four drivers that look like they could secure that runner-up, as it were.
The Everton Trophy.
Yes, the Everton Trophy.
Yes.
I have gone for a double Toyota retirement.
Right, I need to just clarify this with you on air.
During a single race.
Yeah, during a single race. And is that of the same team? Or
No.
Okay, so we can...
Across the four cars.
No, that's fine. I just needed to clarify.
Double Toyota retirement.
Are you envisaging Moffat just taking Watson out by mistake?
It would be quite convenient.
It'd be very convenient for you. I think I would probably give up all hope at that point. My final prediction is that the winning margin at the top of the championship will be 5 points or less.
Ooh, okay. And my final one is Smiley will be the top scoring Cupra this weekend.
Perfect. Okay, so for the general, or the special one that we do, we've actually decided to make it a 12, well, I can't do the maths very quickly, but it's a big scoring point affair. So we've listed the final order we believe the championship will take.
Yep, so you'll get a point for if you have them in the right place in the championship. You'll get 3 points if you correctly guess their final championship score at the end of the season, and you get a point for being closest.
So there's a lot of points on offer this
weekend.
There
are a lot of points on offer. And I could be about to throw it away.
You are about 7 points clear from memory.
Yeah.
I need a big swing.
You do.
But this is how a big swing happens.
This can help.
So I'll read my six in total of the points, and then I'll come to you. Otherwise, we'll just be going back and forth all day. I've got Ingram to win the championship on 410 points from Hill on 407. I don't know if it's mathematically possible. I've picked numbers out of the air to a degree. Sutton on 370. Cook on 335. Turkington to finish fifth with 328. And Cavish on 325.
Dare I say, this was part of the reason that I did the average scores.
Yes, no, I don't say. There's always an ulterior motive when there's a chance for you to win something.
So I've gone for Ingram to win the championship on 405. Hill to finish second on 399.
It's quite a big... It's not a massive gap, six points. Yeah. It always seems bigger in the numbers.
I know. Sutton to finish third on 375. Mm-hmm. Cook to finish fourth on 340. Camish to finish fifth on 339. And Turkington to finish sixth on 332.
So we're not a million miles away from each other on the points, which means that, we could all score points.
Plenty to play for.
Absolutely. Right, in terms of play for on the track, the times you need to be aware of is 11.35 for race one, all subject to change, of course, depending on weather and other problems with the timetable. Race two, 14.45, and race three, 17.35. A sprinkling of rain predicted.
Good luck to everyone trying to get out the circuit at the end of the day, because the touring car race is the final one of the programme. I don't know whether they're allowing supporters onto the pit straight this year. Plenty of people have been asking for it. Have a look on the BTCC pages to find that out.
I'm all worried about where they're going to park them.
Yes.
In rain, but there we go. Yes. That's not our problem this weekend. We're not going this weekend. We are on a couch.
Couch.
I was going to say culture, which is sort of mixed between sofa and couch. We're on a sofa this weekend. Yep. It's easy to keep up with all of the action, and I'm still not fully dry from my Silverstone experience.
Yeah, and we're going to go back to our review format that we did for a couple of rounds this season, where we're going to review each race after it happens, push them all together, and push out the review for you as soon as possible, hopefully on that Sunday night.
You make these promises that I'm afraid you cannot keep.
I said hopefully. Yeah. I didn't promise a thing.
There you go. Well, enjoy the season finale. It has been a heck of a season, and it all comes down to three silly little races. So we will see what happens. Sam, I will see you on Sunday for the action. I believe we're at yours this weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent. You're providing all the food.
I'll get the pizzas.
Excellent. Happy days. Yep, so we'll be there on Sunday. We look forward to speaking with you again soon. Enjoy the weekend's action. Any final thoughts from yourself?
I can't wait for it. I can't wait for it to be over. I can't wait to find out who is going to take home this championship, because it has been so hard fought. And I think any driver that wins it this year is going to really deserve it.
One final thing for me. You may have heard me mention TikTok quite a lot on this episode. We are so close to 1,000 followers on there. If we can get to there before Sunday, I will be mightily happy.
I thought you were going to promise something then.
No, just very mightily pleased. Just very pleased. You'll be playing a part in my happiness, which is grand for you'll all feel good about yourselves, I'm sure. As we mentioned, there is a countdown there to race week, so we've got, as I say, look at each of the contenders. Sam's going to do some of those as well, which would be good. So yeah, make sure you follow us on TikTok. We are trying to get a bit more content on there now as well, as we seem to have hit onto a nice little bit of stride with that over the last couple of days. There's a few recent quizzes on there as well. So yeah, make sure you follow us on TikTok. Let's get us to 1,000. That'll make us incredibly happy as the season finishes.
Yeah, and until the review on Sunday or Monday, we'll be back with you then.
Bye.